What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Back, Mike Maxian, 3-6. Twins Yankees tonight. Twins Ticket Tuesday means we'll give away a 6-pack of tickets this hour. You got to stay listening though. Joining us right now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline, the one and only Kerry Steinbach. He played many games against the New York Yankees. He's been a world champion, an all-star MVP, coached with the Twins, and that meant that he managed a lot of days for the Minnesota Twins because Gardy got thrown out. What, about every 2 weeks Gardy would get thrown out, Terry?
That's kind of what it seemed like.
you know, it's interesting because you told me once, I asked you the difference between being a bench coach and a manager, and you said a bench coach, you're driving a car, and your manager, you're on a Harley Davidson going 80, and you better watch out for every bump along the way. Explain that. From the first inning, are you looking at every scenario and every situation and every who do I got to line up against them? What goes through a manager's mind?
Absolutely, because as the bench coach, you're a sounding board. So you might be thinking some things. Gardy might ask, hey, what do you think? You give him your opinion. But ultimately, the manager has to make that final choice. So to answer your question, he is one or two innings ahead, and he might even have his matchups for the seventh, eighth, ninth inning, meaning if the opposition brings in their closer, we got, and he's a right-hander, we got these two lefties that we're going to save, and use accordingly. So you have to plan and prepare, and then if everything goes perfectly, you know, the way you want it, then, you know, it's not a big deal. But you throw one hiccup in, you know, we got to use the lefty earlier, someone gets hurt, and all of a sudden you're, for lack of a better word, I don't want to say scrambling, but you're thinking really fast to make the appropriate moves that gives you the opportunity to win that game.
Or if a pitcher doesn't have his good stuff and he's out in the second or third inning, it changes everything, right?
Oh, 100%. You know, we thought maybe we'd save the bullpen. You know, normally this guy goes, you know, solid 6-7 innings. Brad Ratke, for example, you know, back in the day. I mean, yeah. You know, you could book 7 solid innings out of him, maybe 8. All of a sudden, you know, once or twice a season, all of a sudden he's out in 3. And now you're like, okay, bullpen, what do we got left? And then again, you're kind of looking forward to, do we have the sacrificial lamb, meaning that we got a long bullpen reliever. He's just going to have to suck it up because we need these pitchers, let's say, for this series coming up, and we just can't burn them right now. Mm-hmm.
Terry, the New York Yankees, so when you played against them in Oakland, you guys were the big boys too. I mean, when Oakland came to town, it was a show. Canseco, McGuire, Steinbach, Henderson, I mean, it was something. But it's still the Yankees and the pinstripe that goes with it, and Yankee Stadium all goes with it. What's it like to play the New York Yankees?
The worst is playing the New York Yankees in New York when you go by the monuments. And we used to come in through center field, and everybody had to walk by the monuments. Mm-hmm. And you're just thinking, oh, my gosh, think about the history of this place and everybody that's played here and all the accomplishments and all the pennants and World Series flags that they got hanging out there. Extremely intimidating, you know, to play that. When we were playing, the Yankees were down. I think Steinbrenner had done some things, and they had some recruiting issues that they couldn't do. So they weren't the Yankees of normal when we were playing them, and we beat up on them pretty good. But fast forward, they're winning the league right now. They got the best record. They're playing great. They got the charisma when they walk in. You know, they. They have the reputation, and unfortunately against the Twins, you know, it's almost like, hey, we know we're going to win. We don't know how.
the playoffs are just uncanny. You were part of some of the – I mean, you know, in baseball of all sports, there's a better chance that the underdog can win. So at some point in time, you know, the ball should hit third base, that, you know, whatever it is. And it never – can you explain that?
It's just that karma that the Yankees have going. I think that they know they're going to win. And unfortunately, the Twins, it's not that they know they're going to lose. It's just that they know something might happen. You know
yep.
what I mean? And it's not probably going to go in their favor. And it's almost like that over the past 4, 5, 6 years, the Twins are playing not to lose against the Yankees instead of playing to beat the Yankees.
When I was at the playoffs, though, covering you guys, you really can't explain Yankee Stadium in the playoffs in October. You got to be there and feel it to understand it, because I had no idea until I got there. But it starts with the pregame, because, you know, at one point in time, Rudy Giuliani's the mayor, and he's there, and Reggie Jackson's up against the batting cage, and, you know, Andy Pettitte comes walking out, and then over there is Paul O'Neill. He's doing color commentary now. And, oh, yeah, the commissioner decided to stop by tonight because his offices aren't far away. I mean, it kind of starts there, and then during the game, it's almost like this low murmur just kind of builds, doesn't it? Like the fans know, hey, wait till the 6th, 7th, 8th inning, and it seems like it gets louder and louder and louder incrementally, and it's something you just feel that you can't explain except to see it, or to be there, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, and don't forget to add the media. You know,
oh, yeah, why are there 58 media guys scattered around the manager, you know?
Yeah, the whole area behind the batting cage is just full of media, and you walk out there and it's like, where the heck am I supposed to get loose here? You
know? Yeah.
I mean, and again, well deserved. I mean, it's New York, and again, more people. You got to get it out there. You got to get the news. You got to get the stories. We get all that, but you know, when you come from Minnesota, when you come from small town, even Oakland, we had nothing like that. And then you step into Yankee Stadium, and you have everything you mentioned plus the media. Yeah, and the fans out there are phenomenal. I mean,
yep.
Yeah, you hear all the horror stories, and they're true. You know, throwing batteries,
oh, yeah.
and I can't even say most of the stuff that they yell at the outfielders.
Yep.
They have to yell at you during batting practice.
Yep.
You can't even say over the air, but they are knowledgeable about the game. They support their fans. I mean, they support their players tremendously, and it is. I mean, it's kind of like if you beat the Yankees, all 50,000 people in that stadium got beat that day. I mean, they're just as mad as the players are for getting beat.
Yeah. So you stack this up to me. Where do you see the Twins at right now versus the Yankees? In turn, you know, the Yankees, you mentioned, best record in baseball, and they really pitched well. I mean, their starting rotation's been outstanding. Everybody's have since they put the baseballs back in the humidifier, in the humidor, I guess. But are the Twins close to them right now in lineup? What's the separation?
I think that the Twins are close in lineup. I mean, you know, that good pitcher, you know, you have to take advantage of the mistakes that he's going to make. I mean, no, every pitcher gives the hitter at least one pitch to hit in the course of an at bat. It might be the first one, might be the last one, might be pitch number 12. I don't know, but you have to be ready for that pitch, and you have to do something with that pitch. And the Twins have proven that they have the abilities to do that. Now, if they can put the pinstripes aside, and I know that's an easier thing said than done, but if they can just go out there and play their game, I think they got a chance. The other thing I like, and jump in if I'm wrong, I think we got a rookie pitcher pitching tonight, correct?
I think so. I haven't looked at the pitching matchup, but I think so.
Yeah, and I think that's going to be to their advantage, because the Yankees are going to go, who's this guy? You know, what do we got? We got to go to AAA to try to find any video or footage on this guy.
And that's not a bad thing.
It's a good thing for the Twins.
Yep.
I think they can use that to their advantage. Now, the hardest thing is going to be for this young pitcher. You know, his first time out, he's going against the pinstripes. He's going against Aaron Judge. He's going against the Yankees. You know, so he could either have a great game, or just like we started this conversation, the bullpen might be in there early.
Terry, when obviously the Twins were built for power, and we thought they were this year, and nobody's built for power the way they used to be built for power. Have you enjoyed the revert to, I don't want to call it small ball, but it's more baseball the way we used to know it. Do you think this is a pure rendition of the game?
I do, Maxie. I'm in favor of, I mean, if you want to use the term small ball, fine, but I'm a huge fan of playing the game the way the game, in my opinion, is supposed to be played. You got that leadoff double, find a way to get him over, find a way to get him in. I don't care if you bunt to get the guy from second to third. It doesn't matter, and I don't care if you get a jam shot, you know, but anyway, find a way to get that guy in from third. You have to be creative. You have to maybe throw in some hit and runs. Guys who can steal, take advantage of that. A team that might have a slow leg kick pitcher, jump on that. You know, you have to find ways to beat the Yankees. If you think you're going to outslug them, you know, like you know, who's going to hit the most home runs, forget it. You know, the balls are different right now, and you just have to be creative. And I think Rocco, the times that I've listened to him, I think they're starting that. They're talking about that. I think they're open to that. You know, the bottom line is trying to get a win. However that happens, whether if it's bunt, whether it's the hit and run, whether it's a stolen base, you know, whether it's taking advantage of a mistake, you know, you take an extra base because the outfielder Cadillac'd on a ball. Whatever it is, you have to jump on those opportunities and try to get as many runs as you can across the plate.
And not that it matters, but who would you, for the rest of the season, if you're saying, you know, these Twins, I mean, it's been just a strange lineup all the time. Is Correa the most important player on this team? Is it Buxton in terms of having them in the lineup every day? I guess both is really the answer, but what would concern you the most?
Yeah, I think both, but I mean, I just think the energy that Buxton brings, it even seems, at least in the games that I've watched, you know, I have to emphasize watch, it seems that when he's in there, it's almost like a whole different attitude on that team. And what Buxton can do for you both, you know, defensively, offensively, and the possibility of base stealing, I think that the key is to get that kid in as many games as you can. And I get what they're doing. You know, we got injuries that we're, you know, trying to prevent, and I'd rather take him for 120 games than try to play him every day, and all of a sudden we lose him for half a season. So, you know, in Correa, kind of the same thing. So, but my bet would be Buxton. I think, you know, as early into the season as we are, I think, you know, the current players that we have relate to him maybe a little bit better than
sure.
Correa being, you know, a new guy coming in from Houston, just hasn't made his mark yet. And not that he can't, you know, I think he will, but it's just more people are going to relate to Buxton over Correa right now.
Last question, Royce Lewis. Do you see any scenario, you know, obviously he's injured right now, but based on the sample of work, does he look like a guy that stays? Is there a chance he goes up and down all year? What do you think?
Well, I think it's going to be the bat. And what he showed us in that short stint when he was here, the bat's going to be the key, especially if we're in an era right now where balls are a little bit deader and we're having a little bit harder time scoring runs. And I believe he was hitting over 300, you know, when they set him down. And I was in favor of that, too.
Yeah.
I know he's a great athlete, but if we're going to try to get him in as many games as we can, he's going to have to be at least for maybe this year, that utility player, that guy who can play some off, who can play some third, play some short, you know, maybe even play some second, wherever we can get his bat in the lineup. So I think it was right to send him back over to St. Paul, play a couple games at each of those positions before you throw him right into the lion's den of the Major League Baseball with the different intricacies that different stadiums have to offer, you know, in reference to balls off the fence.
Yeah, including running into a wall target field that you haven't played before,
Yeah. So I'm in favor of that. And again, of course, you know, comes to bite you right in the butt, you know, the first play he bangs his knee. But let's assume he heals up from that and everything's good and he keeps swinging like he is. I see him being an integral part of this team. I think he's going to stay here and Rocco will have to use him, you know, accordingly, which is good. You know, if you can give Correa a day off, you can give Buxton a day off, and you got a guy like Lewis to fill in for him, holy cow. I mean, I think that's a manager's dream right there.
For sure. Terry, great talking to you. Always love your insights, and I hope we can do it again soon.
Absolutely, Max. You guys take care.
Okay, you bet. Terry Steinbach joining us. Yes, Cole Sands on the mound for the Twins. I was struggling for that name. I'm going, is it Sanderson? It's Cole Sands tonight for the Twins. And I would imagine a very loose Twins bullpen. When we come back, your chance to win. Win what, you say? How about 6 tickets to watch the Minnesota Twins? That's what. Stay with us on WCCO. Crack out a home run. Ah, yeah, boy, that song takes me back. You two driving into the parking lot of Met Stadium, all the different colors there on the facing of the ramp that you'd walk up and down.
Mm-hmm.
Big light standards, and oh, yeah, you're going to see a big league baseball game, and you'd never seen grass that green and uniforms that white before. And this song will be playing as you drove the station wagon in up 494 and exited on 24th, right by the Thunderbird Hotel. And you'd go park in a place, they'd have like the Lion or the, you had marks for your parking spot because...
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The parking lot was so big. Halsey Hall would be doing, Sid Hartman would be doing the pregame, all that stuff back in the day, and they'd play that song. We play that rendition again with a great sense of Twins history. This is your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to see the Twins take on Tampa Bay. Pretty good ball club down there again. Coming up this Friday, that's June 10th. Twins kicking off fireworks Friday, post-game fireworks every Friday night. From June to August, this will be the first opportunity to watch fireworks when the game ends. All you have to do is be the third caller. 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226, the third caller, and you win a 4-pack of tickets to the game on Friday night. And look at the weather forecast. It looks like it should be a pretty nice night on Friday as of now. Don't hold me to that. I'm not a meteorologist, but based on what my phone says here, let me scroll down. Yeah, that looks good. It should be fine. It should be okay. Any showers will be during the day. Yeah, that should be good. And Tampa's got one of those teams that's, you got to know them, but when you know them, you appreciate them. And when you appreciate them, you go, whoa, they've done something really cool here, what they've done to compete in the East. Like Kerry Stanback was talking about, the Yankees weren't the Yankees back when Oakland was beating up on them. Toronto was the team back then. They were the chic team in the 80s, early 90s. And Baltimore even had a little piece of that action. And then the Boston Red Sox, you know, in 86, of course, with their failure. But the Tampa Bay has been one of the most amazing stories in all the sports, that you can sit there in that small market with a stadium that people don't like and dreary area and compete every year and figure out a way to do it, whether it's analytics and this and that. But Rocco Baldelli was asked one day, says, you know, he's a member, he played for Tampa and he coached in Tampa. And they said, what is it about Tampa? Well, how do they do this all the time? He goes, I don't have enough time in the day to explain to you how they do it, because there's so much that goes into it that it would take me forever to even explain to you. And I can't even explain to you because there's so much detail and so many different things. David, do we have a winner? I think that means yes. Twins ticket.
We sure do.
Okay.
Julie is our winner, and we're just getting some information from her, but Julie's going to go see the Twins on Friday night.
All right. Well, tell Julie to have fun, and tell her, according to my phone, it looks like the weather should be okay.
Okay, sounds okay. Good.
When we come back, Tyrone Terrell, what's happening in Minneapolis? We've talked a little bit about it, but he is really in the middle of it. No, yeah, he was a pretty good hooper back in the day. I'm telling you, he can shoot it, man. Golden Gophers and beyond. Stay with us. Mike Max for Paul and Jor on Where Else? News Talk 830 WCCO. Welcome back. Mike Max taking you into the ninth inning. Then it's the pregame at 6 o'clock. Earlier start times during the week right now. Twins and the New York Yankees. 6:35, 6:40, first pitch right around there. But we'll have it all covered for you. I'm not even sure who's back in the radio booth anymore. I mean, that's how fluid this stuff is. But hopefully, Corey's back there, Chris Atterbury, et cetera. They had COVID. They had to come back from Detroit. Joining us right now, Tyrone Terrell works in a lot of different ways. Tyrone, what's your official title? I always forget it.
President, African American Leadership Council.
That's exactly right. And I used to have it written down. And I looked at my phone. I didn't have it written down. I said, what am I doing? I was saying last night I was out walking on Nicollet Mall and ran to Sharif Willis. I'd never met him before. Had a long visit with him. He is a complicated... Sharif Willis. Yeah, and you know, as I sat with he and some of the volunteers that are trying to do some of the work there to keep peace, et cetera, on Nicollet Mall and beyond, and I listened to him. It is a complicated city, Tyrone. Where is it at right now in your mind, in your estimation? Do you feel optimistic about the next year or two? Do you feel pessimistic? How do you feel about the city of Minneapolis and where it's going right now?
Pessimistic, probably, Mike, just from the fact that we have nowhere near the amount of resources that we need to get to the root cause of the problem. We're out here now dealing with 18, 19, maybe sometimes 14, 15-year-olds, but we need to be dealing with second, third graders, first graders, still just violence. If we don't cut the feeder group off, it's going to take a monumental effort for many of us, from the government side to the corporate side to the community side, to address this problem. And so we need resources. We need to help these families. We need to help these individuals move away from a life of violence, or we're going to continue to see it, Mike.
There are a number of foundations that were formed in the wake of George Floyd's death. And I haven't really tracked it or followed it. Is there access to, for someone like you and others, ways that they can create an educational program or do some of the things that you're talking about through the foundations and the 503Cs that have been formed?
A lot of those have dried up, Mike. Those are what I call Band-Aid approaches. Those are reactionary approaches to George Floyd's murder. And so many of those funds are no longer available, and then the funds that are available, there's, you know, a tremendous process you have to go through, but those funds address one element of the problem in our communities. There's a bigger element of, again, the feeder group. There's no saying that you're downstream pulling the babies out of the river. You need to go upstream and see who's putting them in. Mm-hmm. And if we don't do that, this level of violence and the cycle of violence is going to continue. It will not stop.
Do you think that the fact, and I don't know if this is a fact right now or not, but certainly this was a lot of conjecture for the last couple of years, is there such a lack of fear of authority and police officers and the fact that they know numbers are depleted? Is that a big anchor that allows for freedom?
It.
Nothing?
Has nothing to do with it. No. Has nothing to do with it at all. It's a good crutch for people to use, but that's not a problem. I say not a problem, meaning that we are still the most police community in St. Paul or Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. There's still cops in South Minneapolis. There's still cops in North Minneapolis. Other less criminalized areas don't have policing. But there's always going to be cops and heavy police presence in North Minneapolis, South Minneapolis, and of course St. Paul on the east side or in Summit U. But police is not our issue. Our issue is, how are we going to deal with this crime wave that has been in our city now for over 40 years? And so if we don't get a concerted effort to do it, then we will continue to have these murders.
Are we seen as a vulnerable place for people to move to from other cities because they find it easy to get around if they're working in that underworld?
I hear that a lot, but a lot of the killing in St. Paul and Minneapolis are being killed by people who live, born, and raised in St. Paul.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I get so tired. I'm glad you brought that up because I get so tired of people wanting to use it across. Oh, they come from somewhere else. No, they didn't. There's a few, but no. Most of them, the problem is here.
Yeah, but Mike, they'll say, well, the kid, 22 years old, he came here when he was one.
Yeah, well, okay.
From Chicago. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
No. I mean, we have a problem that's deeply rooted in St. Paul, deeply rooted in Minneapolis, and it's impacted families that are born and raised in Minneapolis. And so are there some people that migrate from other cities? Yes. But the criminal element in the black community is a nationwide problem. And so whether somebody moves from Chicago to Minneapolis or Minneapolis to Chicago, it's still the same thing. We got a problem that needs to be addressed in black America.
When you do assessments of where it happens and how it happens, is there a part of Minneapolis that concerns you more than others because it's broken up into so many different neighborhoods?
No, I mean, most of our murders in St. Paul are happening on the east side. Most of the murders in Minneapolis are happening on the north side.
Mm-hmm.
And whether you do the Broadway, the highs and lows, that whole breakdown. So there's certain elements of our city. If there's a murder in St. Paul, it's going to be east side right now. Could be in the Summit Youth Central part of the city in St. Paul. Minneapolis, again, north side, and possibly sometime on the south side. But it's not going to be Kenwood.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be old area. It's not going to, very seldom if it's going to be even out by what we call Little Edina, west, southwest Minneapolis.
Yep.
Not going to be out there. And so we pretty much know without the TV or the radio even telling us, if you say murder tonight, most of the time it's going to be north Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's going to be South Minneapolis. St. Paul is going to be the east side, Summit U. And so if we don't address the feeder group, and I'm going to say it 100 times, and deal with our first and second and third graders, before they become full-grown people, they're going to commit the same crimes.
Do you think it has to do with the curriculum that you have in school, or is it much bigger than that?
Yeah, nothing to do with schools. I hate when people even say that. The first teacher is still the parent. No child is born with a pistol in their hand. They don't come out of their mother's womb and say, give me a gun.
Mm-hmm.
They want to be loved. They want to be fed. They want to be nurtured. They want to be taken care of. Many of these children never get that. So violence and trauma and drama is all they know. So we look at stuff through our lens. You can't do that. They're upbringing, their culture, their environment is totally different than yours, mine, or many people in this country.
The last question, where would you start? How would you go about that? What would be the first initiative that we need right now?
We need to help these single moms and mothers out here who are struggling to make it, which means to me, if she's making a job, have a job, make it $20 an hour, she needs another 20 to stay home and take care of her children, make sure they go to school, make sure they're in some kind of program, whether it's cultural, religious, whatever, and they're doing good in school, then she gets that stipend.
Mm-hmm.
But we just can't let these families keep raising these children who have no future, don't understand.
You're saying incentivize the parents.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
And you think that would work? They'd respond to that?
It would help, but it also takes the community. You know, we have a saying in the black community, it takes a village to raise a child, right? Mm-hmm. Well, the village is gone. There is no village.
Yeah.
Most people don't know everybody on their block. I tell people all the time, tell me right now, everybody on your block, their home number, their cell number, the names of their kids, their birthday, their middle name, and I'll give you $100.
Yeah.
Most people are scared to know their own neighbor.
Yep.
And if your house gets broken into, Mike, it's usually somebody lives within four blocks of your house.
Right. And if you don't have that unofficial coalition, you're not looking out for each other.
That's right. So don't save your city.
Yep.
Save your block.
Yep. Hey, Trey, we went too quick. We got to go. We'll do it again soon. But thank you so much for the insight.
Anytime, my man.
You got it. Tyrone Terrell. I call him TT because it's Tyrone Terrell. T and then T. Get it? See, I'm not as dumb as you guys think.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.